The Gemara of Tzanich Samabez is discussing the din. If you send a sheikh to buy you something, he ends up getting it for cheaper than it was supposed to cost. Who gets the extra money? Does it go to the sheikh? Does it go to the Baal Bais? And the Gemara says a maskana hilchas a davar sheish lo kitzvah cholkin. It's a davar that has a kitzvah cholkin. You split it. Davar shein lo kitzvah kol baal hamayis. If it does not have a kitzvah, then it goes to the baal hamayis. So that's if the sheikh ended up getting it for cheaper than it was worth. Tosis discusses a similar question in Dibamaskal Amar Papa. He says, what is the din if he got it not for cheaper, but maybe the meicher, the guy, made a mistake, and because of that, he ended up getting it for cheaper? So he says, V'altal she'enu ba b'zalus ha'megach, ela she'hita b'cheshman, shal Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael se'benetam, hishavloi. And so he brings down the shaila, what's the din if it was a tais in cheshman, not a tais in the, because it was cheaper. And he brings that Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael asked the shaila to b'netam, and he answered, ayin sham, he says, teretz shaila. Now from this taisis, the chenim ask a, very stark akash on the some cipher. And so you do it that the Nadi Behuda has a tshuva who was asked by Bishaya Pick different questions about names. This is in Archaim, Simon Kofi Gimel. And he was asking about different names, different Tanayim and Amraim having two names. And the Nadi Behuda says that L'cholcha Zichroni Einini Zeicha B'shum Makim B'shas. So like the Nadi Behuda, I don't remember anywhere in Shas, Shum Tano Amar, any Tano Amar, Shem Nizka B'shnei Shemes, B'shneim Shem Hayatzim. I don't find anyone anywhere that a Tano Amar had two names. Now you find out Bashal and stuff like that, but that's not really two different names. But Tamamish have two names like we have today. Zakhtun Nabi Yehuda, I can't remember anywhere in all of Shas where you find such a thing by a Tana or an Amar. The Chassam Sefer takes it a step further. This is in the Chuvas and Eben Ezra Simi Yud Ches. And he says, Nearly de Lefnim, lo yonagim likas b'shnei shemes v'asachas ki chadash mikar bo. Zakhtun Chassam Sefer, in the olden days, no one ever had two names. This is a new thing. V'afili Yaakov Avinu l'matzinu sh'neku Yaakov Yisal b'pam achas. Even Yaakov Avinu was not called by both names at once. V'lamatzinu b'chol ha'shemes sh'betanach v'shas u'paiskim sh'yikar echer b'vasachas b'shemes b'yachas. Zakhtun Chassam Sefer, we don't find anywhere, not in Tanach, not in Shas, not in the Paiskim, that any one person is called by two names. We don't find anyone with two names. This is a new minhag. That's how the Chassam Sefer is made. So the question is, the Achanim asks that L'chor you'll find over your Befesh and Taisis, there's a Bali from the Bali HaTaisis, a Rishon by the name of Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, who asks a Shiloh from Rabbeinu Tam, he asks him this question, what's it din by the Cheshman, the Tais and the Cheshman, who does the money go to? But we see clearly there's a Rishon by the name of Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. So how could the Chassam Sefer say that we don't find anyone, even among the Paiskim, that had two names? We find over here this Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael had two names, and he's not only quoted here in Taisis, but a couple of different places in Shas, this Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael is quoted, and look how you see that there was such a minhag to have two different names. And it's possible that you could answer, if you look in the Sefer Yashar from Rabbeinu Tam, in Siman and Gimel, they bring down a Shaila, this Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael asked Rabbeinu Tam, and in the Magia on the bottom, Magia says an interesting thing. He has a raya from a different tfus of the of Chuvas, M'chach Meit Sarfas, that he says that over there, this Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael is quoted, but instead of calling him Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, he's called Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yosef Yisrael. He's Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Yisrael. So he wants to be Matziah, that maybe his name was really Yaakov, that was his name. His father's name was Yisrael. And they used to call him Rabbi Yaakov Bereb Yisrael, and somehow it got mixed up and ended up, it was maybe a printing mistake, and they wrote Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, but really, that was not his name, he only had one name. Really, they meant to say Rabbi Yaakov Bereb Yisrael, and lefi that would not be a kash on the Chassam Sefer. My son, the Chubas Devi Yatzev from the Kleisenbugger, he brings down that he brings this down, but he wants to say a different shot. He wants to say that maybe he was born with the shame Yaakov, not the shame Yisrael. But he says maybe later on, because of Achayli, they added the name Yisrael to him. So it's not that he really had two names, but they added the name because of Achayli. That is something that did happen. And he brings a raya, as a raya from the Sefer HaYashar, from Rabbeinu Tam, based on the, what he wants to understand the Lashon over there, that it's mashma that this name Yisrael was taka added to this Rabbi Yaakov. And he wants to understand, I'll put what it says over there, that Rabbeinu Tam himself was the one who was Maisif the shame. Because of Achayli, Rabbeinu Tam added this name Yisrael, but that was not his name originally. And so Akopanim, Lefidus Tubshatim, that would be a Teretz. Halach Chassam Sefer could say that we never find even a Paisik or a Rishon with two names, and this would be Yaakov Yisrael. His name was not originally Yaakov Yisrael. Either Yisrael was his father, or Yisrael was a name that was added later on.